Being bent over a table for long hours was only one of the perks in being Callie Masters. No, really, the ache that came from that position felt like nothing else. Since being bent over in just that way came from her inking a new client, on her own, with a brilliant, if she did say so herself, tattoo, she couldn't wait for the ache again. In fact, if she was reading her boss right, she might just be in for more soon. Today was going to be a kick-ass day. Callie did a little hip shake around the office, humming to herself. When her hands went up into the air, she closed her eyes, swaying to the music only she could hear. She danced to the beat in her head, getting herself in the mindset to work. That wasn't difficult since she freaking loved her job.
I'm doing what I've always dreamed of doing, and I get paid for it. How lucky is that?
She was 25 and knew she was well on her way to actually having a career bringing art, happiness, and memories to those who ask for it. Being an apprentice to Austin Montgomery, the co-owner of Montgomery Inc., was a dream come true for some tattoo artists, and she was the one who held the coveted spot. Austin had only apprenticed one other before her, and that had been a few years before she'd come to the shop in search of a new life. She did another hip shake and turned on her heel twice. Her earrings tapped against her jaw as she wiggled around. Yes, she'd had just a bit too much coffee. She couldn't help it, though, since her favorite place, Taboo, had a side entrance to the shop. Plus, her friend Haley owned and operated it. Callie felt it was her duty to support the local businesses. She shook her butt again. Maybe she should lay off the caffeine, just a bit.
Seriously? Dancing alone in the office without any music is weird, even for you.
Sloane, her friend and co-worker, said it with a smile. But Callie still blushed right up to the roots of her black and red hair. She blinked up at the big, bald man who didn't smile as often as he should. He towered over her, but she knew he was a big softy. Okay, so he could probably crush someone's head with his bare hands, but he was like her big brother. Still, he didn't have to make fun of her.
I was alone. I'm allowed to dance if I want to.
Sloane snorted.
Sure you can, sweetie. And when I walk in on you, I'm going to call you crazy, but we still love you.
She punched him in the stomach and winced at the pain in her hand. Did all the men in Montgomery Inc. bulk up to work here? She felt so puny next to them. Most girls would love that, and she probably would too if she didn't work day in and day out with them. They all treated her like she was their little sister. It didn't bother her much considering she felt the same way relationship-wise, but it would be nice if a man gave her a passing glance once in a while. Whoa, where had that come from? Apparently coming down from a caffeine high led one down the path of loneliness, self-doubt, and self-pity. Best to head that off at the pass and get more caffeine. Her body begged for the stuff and she grinned. Yep, coffee could fix anything.
How's your hand?
Sloane asked, bringing her out of her coffee fixation. She waved it in the air, then stretched her fingers.
Fine, but next time at least try to make it look like I could hurt you, okay?
His lips twitched, and he patted her on the head. See? There was no way she'd find him attractive, not when he made her feel like she was his baby sister. Not that there was anything wrong with that. She loved her Montgomery Inc. family. She just needed to get laid. Well then, more caffeine and new avenues of thought were needed. Stat.
What is going on in that head of yours?
Sloane asked as he moved her around. He shuffled through a few blank notebooks before finding one that fit his tastes, then did the same with the pencils.
Nothing, she cursed. I mean, nothing important. I think I just need a chai or something.
She shuffled her feet, not knowing what was wrong with her. She'd been antsy for a while now, and she couldn't figure it out. Yes, everything was going great. Job, friends, and life in general, and she couldn't complain. But for some reason, she felt as if she were on the precipice of something, waiting for something she couldn't quite name. It was as if she were waiting on the sidelines for something to happen, and she hated waiting. Callie preferred action. If she hadn't gone for what she wanted in the first place, she wouldn't be where she was today. It wasn't like she could control that emotion, though. So she needed to push it aside and actually get to work.